This is a dictation for Javon Ferguson, J-A-W-A-N, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Mr. Javon Ferguson is here for a new patient visit today on 5-9-2025. Date of birth is 12-27-2001. Date of accident is 4-29-2025. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the neck, both shoulders, headaches, pain in the middle back and lower back, with some shooting pain to the both buttocks. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 4-29-2025, where he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. He was wearing seatbelt. They were traveling in a Malibu car and they were collided into a semi-truck flatbed. The flatbed of this truck came loose on a Pennsylvania highway, where the flatbed hit into the front of the car. All the airbags deployed, windshields were all broken, the front of the car was completely smashed and damaged, car was undrivable and totaled. And he reported that he completely blacked out after the accident. He doesn't remember the impact or injuries, but there was no bleeding, cuts, bruises or fractures, although he had slight bleeding from the left wrist, which stopped without any sutures. They were traveling around 70 miles an hour on the freeway, so was the truck. Where he was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness for several minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. This all happened because the wheels and the axle of the truck came out and it loosened up the whole truck bed, and that bed hit into the car and their car lost the control, auto control. Patient did not choose to go to the emergency room at the local area where the accident happened. They chose to come to the Michigan, and they were seen at he was seen at the Hurley Medical Center same day. And the pain started later on. At the time of accident, he did not have the pain. And later on, all the pain, the headache and forehead, as well as shoulders and back pain started. Presenting illness, patient is reporting a headache, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. It is occupying the front back, right temple, left temple, and it is moderately severe. And off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. Patient reports the following symptoms of TBI. He says there is a dizziness and ringing of the ear, and they feel like burning and stuffy, loss of balance, loss of memory, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event. There is no problem with the taste or smell or TMJ, no problem with any dentures, no facial pain, and no vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no disorientation or confusion, no vision problems are reported. The patient do have a slight difficulty in walking, but not major. No subtle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, and there's no incontinence, the urine, bowel, no lightheadedness. Please review the records for the pain, surgical histories, as well as for the employment and personal and family history and legal history, as well as the ADLs. Thank you. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 121 over 85. Pulse is 74. Pulse ox is 98%. And height is 6 feet, 1 inch. Weight is 170 pounds. Now, this is a 23-year-old African-American male of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubby, colonicia, sitting comfortably, hydration is good, he is well nourished, dress and hygiene is normal, and no acute anxiety, lethargy, or shortness of breath or acute distress, all pain phases are noticed. Patient has a good attitude and a demeanor. Rest of the exam is from the template. The gait is not antalgic and it is not painful. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Neurological is normal. The musculature examination. Positive quadratus lumborum spasm, but there is no spasm of the trapezius or paravertebral muscles. In the musculoskeletal examination, no spine tenderness is noticed. Inspection palpation is from template. And paravertebral muscle spasm is not noticed. Only quadratus lumborum muscle is in spasm with 1 plus hypotonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion 40. And rotation is 50. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 35. Extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion 15. And rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the patient has a negative purling sign, but positive Lermit test. And the purling sign is negative and the Hoffman sign is negative. Lermit test was found positive. The rest of the toe to heart test, distraction tests are negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, a straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees and a CLR is positive. CAMP test is positive. Other than that, Babinski sign negative and Bregar test negative. SI joint show a mild tenderness bilaterally. And there is a positive Faber test and Gonsalin test. Extremities examination, except for the area of the shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. The right shoulder appears completely normal, so does the left on inspection. And palpation do not show any fracture, dislocation, contusion, or tender points, bleeding. And on examination, the left shoulder has a positive Hocken Kennedy test and a positive anterior posterior apprehension test and speed test and near test is positive. On the right, none of them are positive. There is no motor deficit, motor weakness. Distally, the wrist and hands are normal with normal grip, normal reflexes, normal circulation. Tingel sign and Phelan sign is found negative. No carpal tunnel issues. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXT, Z79.891, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, shoulders. Right shoulder M25.511, left shoulder M25.512. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. SI spine M46.1, M53.3. Treatment. So plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for a month to continue 3 times a week and with acupuncture, chiropractic, and massages to the affected areas, which is bilateral shoulder, neck, and the mid-back and lower back. Patient is deemed unable to work and housework replacement and alternate care that has been ordered. And medications were provided to the patient as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Aleve 50 milligram at night for headaches, sleep, and GAD disorder. Flexeril 10 mg at night for sleep and muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram for for the topical pain relief. Here is at one or two every 6 hour PR and 30 tablets. I provided Tramadol 50 milligram every 8 hours, 7 days, 21 tablets of the guide. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psych, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the medical records and other imaging records, none are available. The interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Investigation, none. And DMEs are going to be provided by the chiropractic doctor. Educations, yes. Follow-up visit, yes. Physician contact, follow-up visit in 3 days, and physician contact is yes. End of dictation. Thank you.